E hoa mā, kei konei taku kai kōrero, it's Dr. Marianne Baker. She's working at the clinical pharmacy in Moerewa, and of course I'm having the privilege of talking to her this morning, and it's all about diabetes. So the people that are listening to me from Muri Whenua and Te Tai Tokerau, it'll be of great interest to you all about what we are going to talk about. Tēnā anō koe, Marianne.
Tēnā koe, Girly. Thanks for having me on and supporting the cause, but it's a carry-on from all your work last year on the radio on every ailment that we would have covered together over the past year.
Yes.
But diabetes, as you've sort of called and saying to the people, it's important because a lot of our people do have diabetes. And just to recap on that, if you're diabetic, usually you know it by the pills you take, like metformin, glipizide, sulblinkamide, the new Galvus now, or Galvumet, or you're on insulin as well, or insulin by itself. So whānau, that means you either got type 1 diabetes, type 2 diabetes, which can be pills alone with insulin. Type 1, sorry to go back, is insulin only. There's also, if you're pregnant, diabetes you can get when you're pregnant, so you always have to be checked for that. And a common one, which huge numbers are, of pre-diabetes. This is when your blood sugar is higher than normal, but not high enough to be diagnosed as type 2 diabetes yet. The rates of obesity or being overweight have increased, so the rates of pre-diabetes and insulin resistance increases. It affects now, girly, 1 in 4 New Zealanders aged 15 and over. So you've really got to think about how do we manage that. And people who are in continuing care of diabetes, that's with the doctors, they have certain guidelines to look at a person's diet and physical activity, their cardiovascular risk, e.g. if they're smoking or not. They have to review their medications and are they taking it properly, because I find a lot of our people don't take their pills properly, or they try other things and decrease the pills themselves without telling the doctor, and so therefore sometimes the doctor's giving them more, they're not taking them because they're taking some alternative. All those things need to be told to the doctor or the diabetic specialist, because you have to watch for hyperglycemia, too high levels of glucose, or too low hypo, where you see people taking orange juice drinks or vitamin C. And also diabetes can present as a psychosocial or other medical problem, and it's worse in, as most people know, Māori and Pacific people, because they often need intense management because they have poor glycemic control because of their genes. They may develop cardiovascular disease and renal damage. And I think that's what we've got to think about. What actually happens if you don't get treated? You can end up getting a huge array of bad consequences, like you can have heart attacks, you can end up going on dialysis at the other end. And remember the thing we talked about when we did gout, Julie? Gout, untreated, can lead to all these things. Yeah, so...
Right. I was going to say to you, Dr. Marianne Baker, that a lot of people are sometimes unaware they've got it. But I think nowadays, with the medical science that you've got, it's been well spoken of now. Like, for instance, a lot of family knows that their parents or the grandparents have died of those diseases, so it actually runs in families of their diseases. And often enough, that tells you that that particular family will somebody later in the younger generation will actually catch it, or the genes, the DNA is there, it will catch up in eventually with the ones that are coming up. Is that quite true in saying that?
Well, the thing is with the diabetes, type 1, which is where it's showing up mainly when you're young and young adults, is where you can't make any insulin and you need the injections.
Yes, yes.
The symptoms are as if you feel thirsty. If you have to pass urine or wee a lot more than normal, and not mistaking that with like a kidney infection or cystitis, you have no energy, you get blurred vision, quick weight loss, you have sores that don't heal, you have recurring infection in the urinary system, vagina, mouth or throat, poor concentration and performance, and feeling very hungry. Yeah. Anywhere in the management, it actually hasn't talked about the genetic predisposition, except in Māori and Pacifica, they're just not well managed, and people are dying because they themselves are not managing it. There is no actual need for death. You just have to, as it says, you have to eat better. It says you have to lose weight. And people don't want to, like, people rather just keep dialing up their insulin dose, right, rather than stop eating 10 cream buns a day or even 2 cream buns a day and eating pies, because the weight reduction is the most important target for most people with diabetes or pre-diabetes. You know, they achieve it by healthy eating. A lot of them say, oh, yeah, I've got those books, you know, and there's a lot of information out there, even on the Diabetes New Zealand website, to tell you how to get the books, but all your GPs and the hospitals have all the books on healthy eating. Basic food guides with diabetes are huge from the district council board, and they have plates, you know, how many portions to eat. We're doing it and educating on this all the time.
Yes, yes.
It's huge. It's just that you've got to have whānau support to make sure when you shop for the kai, you get the right kai, that you follow portions, and that you don't think the medicine's a quick way of allowing you, okay, one, to have a quality of life, and that's our job, but to keep going with no worry about, oh, who cares, I'll just keep dialing up my insulin and taking more pills. That's how it gets to all the complications of raising, like, that's why blood pressure has to be dropped, cholesterol levels have to be dropped, because all those things not only make it worse for you, but worse for your heart, especially if you've got blood pressure, and then you're going on to dialysis.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
All right, Marianne. Oh, well, it's you've tapped on a lot of symptoms of how you can get it with type 1. I can listen to you and hear all those, and it's quite true. And the type 2, is it pretty much similar to the type 1?
Type 2 is just, you do have insulin, but it's not controlled and managed well. So that's why they normally start, the tablets they know they always start on is metformin.
Yes.
But now with the newer tablets like Galvus or Galvumed, if you can't tolerate that, you start on those, because they don't cause what they say the side effect of hyperglycemia, fainting out,
yes,
which happens if you're on glipizide, glibenclamide tablets, or pioglipizone, things like that. And then when it's still not controlled, the doctor will introduce insulin. The most common ones used is Novamix 30, Humalog 30, 70, Humalog mix injections. Yeah. At the same time, though, these people got to be managed for themselves and take their blood tests. They've got to have their meters, testing their blood sugars all the time and working out with the doctor what's their best levels for their, if they have blood pressure, if they have high lipids, and what the sugar level should be. Because normally 5 and under is pre-diabetes. 5 and up, you have diabetes in the test.
Yes.
So also you need foot screening, renal disease screening, and eye screening once you get those diabetes problems, because you have to work out how to manage your sick days. Sometimes depression, erectile dysfunction, a lot of things, girlie. It's not an easy disease. And, you know, of course you get depressed, but you can manage it.
You're
on insulin for life if you're type 1, but it can go into remission with diet. But definitely type 2 tablets and tablets with insulin, you can control it and really live a lovely, healthy, beautiful life and live.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't think death, you know, causes death only if you're not prepared to manage with your whānau. You need your whānau help, and they have to understand that thanks to you, we're able to go on the radio and tell people about the disease so whānau are listening.
Oh, very good, Doctor. Oh, well, that's about what you've mentioned with type 1 and type 2. It's good, and it's listeners that are on here and listening to that, and I hope they learn from it. Although there is a lot that's out there that knows what it is, but it's like you say, it's carrying it through every day what you're supposed to do, eh?
Yep, and that way you live long. And remember, those who might have all those symptoms, pre-diabetes, they could have that, and especially if they're overweight. Get to the doctor and get checked. I'm seeing a lot of young people who are just leaving it. They've got high HbA1c. That's a test they do. Make sure you get in. If you're not feeling well, go to the doctors. You know, get yourself checked. Don't leave it too late.
Oh, very good. Aye. Kia ora, Marianne. Lovely. Thank you very much for your kōrero, and I'll catch up with you next week.
Aye. Kia ora,
Gary. Kia ora. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.